Riggs and Ali. Weekday mornings. And always on demand with the Odyssey app or at 1037kissfm.com.
Hey.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ali.
So yesterday, at the end of the show, we were talking about Gisele Bündchen and Tom Brady and how people thought that they were getting a look into what the problem was. We already know the problem. It's that he decided to unretire. I mean, friends are saying this is the first problem they've really had in their marriage and that Gisele is just over it. So when Jay Shetty, who's a motivational speaker, posted something that said, "You can't be in a committed relationship with someone who's inconsistent with you. Read that again." She then commented with the prayer hands emoji appearing to agree, which would mean she thinks Tom's inconsistent if you're following the lead, right?
Well, the sports world thinks that too. When you say you're done and then you come back and you're like, just kidding, I'm back. Yeah. Wait, what?
Huh? So, I mean, they both have divorce lawyers now, but now friends are saying that they're unhappy with Tom's decision as well because they love the two together and they feel like Tom hasn't been bending at all to do anything to help Gisele. So he just wanted to go back, and that's what he did.
He's all in with football, man.
I think the sad thing is in a couple of years when he really is done... And he like is like, oh, God, like now what? When he really has to deal with it being over. He's going to have to deal with it being over. I get why he doesn't want to, but he's going to have to deal with that at some point in his life. And then his family's not going to be there, and it's going to be really awkward.
They're going to have to put him out there in a wheelchair. I don't think he's ever going to quit. He'll be a coach after that. He'll keep playing. He'll do something in football.
It's something like, to avoid any of his personal life.
Yeah, he'll throw his life into football. That's what he'll do.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
But it is what it is, I guess.
That's what he loves to do. It's more than his family. Tom Brady.
Where were you yesterday when the tornado warning happened?
I had the alerts going off on my phone, in my earphones, and I was in the gym yesterday.
You were in the gym.
I was in like a concrete jungle.
Yeah.
There was no way anything was happening. So everybody was like, shelter in place. And I was like... What do we
just
do?
Just tell the truth. You continued on with your life.
I did.
That's about the story I'm about to tell you.
That's exactly
it's
what
so
I did.
Damn funny.
I looked outside and I was like, all right, I'm fine in the gym.
I'm glad everyone's okay because you want to talk about irresponsible. Me and Riggs are right in that category yesterday with the tornado. Never in my life have I ignored a tornado warning until yesterday. Never in my life. Let me tell you about this, Riggs. I had a lunch date with one of my girlfriends at the Mad Rooster right by Miller Park.
Oh, yeah.
So we were going to meet at 11:30. So at 11:15, I leave my house. I get on the freeway. The first tornado warning goes off. The first siren. I'm listening to Kiss FM, and I hear... because they're turned off on my phone. And as soon as it hit Kiss FM, I knew, oh no, this is bad. Like, this is a tornado warning. This is not just a joke.
Warning means they've seen one. One's on the ground. Like, it's happening.
A watch means it could happen.
Uh-huh.
A warning means it has happened.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and because we're on the radio, we know that it's not a test. It's not a weekly test. It's bad. So I'm driving and it says Waukesha County. And I go, oh, well, I'm going to Milwaukee County. I'm fine. So I continue my drive straight over to the Mad Rooster, which is now in Milwaukee County. This is my justification, right? So get to lunch, sit down, 10 minutes into lunch, the whole place, everyone's phone goes off at once because now it's going off in Milwaukee County as well, right? And everybody stops. And the saddest part about the story is the whole restaurant gets quiet except for these phones shooting off the emergency alert.
Yeah.
And nothing changes. Everybody puts their phones down and continues eating. And we looked at each other and we go, are we stupid right now? Like, what are we doing? But everybody continued on. After the alert went off, the whole restaurant, nobody ran for shelter. People kept eating and the food kept getting served. We got lucky, Riggs, but I thought, could we be more irresponsible at this point? Could we?
I've done this before, dude, and you've given me so much crap for it.
What?
I just had completely ignored a tornado siren.
I would never normally do that, but I don't even know where I would have gone at that point.
I've been at my house when the sirens are going off and it's storming, but I'm like, it's raining, but it's not that bad.
Yeah.
I'm just going to stay right here, and if I hear something, I'll go to the basement. And I know it'll be too late. Everyone's going to say that, but I always do that, and that's awful.
I always go in the basement. I always go in the basement, seriously. And I got back to my phone after lunch and I realized how serious it was because I had like 17 texts. I had a text from a teacher that I'm friends with at the school going, everyone's fine. The kids are sheltered in place.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan in Calabama checked in on me. My neighbor asked if I was in the basement and I came back and I go, no, I was at lunch. And I felt so bad because everybody was thinking about, are you okay? And I'm like, well, I was just eating a salad at the Mad Rooster. I felt so bad.
Nobody texted me and asked if I was okay. Well, I feel lonely.
Well,
who's on the phone? Who's this? Good morning.
Ryan from Calabama.
Oh.
There's my check-in buddy.
There he is.
Ryan, I gotta tell you, when I came back to your text and many others, I went, wow, I was really naughty today. Like, I did not take this seriously at all. At all.
You read my text message, right, that I sent
did.
You?
I can read it to Riggs. I said, hey, you guys all good? And I write back an hour later, after I'm done with lunch, is when I get all of these texts. I write, yeah, are you? And he goes, of course. Us Calabamians aren't afraid of tornadoes. That's when we grab the keg and whiskey and dance in the rain. Ryan.
Of course you would. Dude, it hit Racine and Kenosha pretty bad yesterday. Yeah. Were you guys all right?
Oh, yeah, we're totally good. I mean, it knocked some power out in Calabama for a little bit yesterday. One of our main schools was out, but that's about it.
But no significant damage. There were some trees knocked over here and there.
Nothing at all.
It was closed circuit video of like it was in front of a convenience store at 90th and National in West Allis.
Yeah.
And you could see the tornado forming.
Cool.
You could see it forming in the literal intersection of the road, tornado forming.
I don't live far from there.
90th and National.
Holy.
Yeah.
Now I'm more worried about the kids that were at the school near there than I am about me being by Miller Park. My God.
I couldn't tell where it went, but Ryan, did you see that video?
Yes, I did. It disappeared. Dissipated. They said that they were all quick. It was all quick winds, so it was going to be like a jumper, as they call them.
Jumper tornadoes.
Yep.
Wow.
All right, Ryan.
Oh my goodness.
Well, thank you for calling this morning, dude. Glad to hear you're all right,
guys.
You have an outstanding
day.
You have a better Thursday,
Ryan.
Dude. Kiss, who's this?
Oh no.
They hung up.
It blocked it out or something.
Let's go here. Good morning.
They're all ringing.
Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
This is the mascot man.
Oh,
Tony, the mascot guy. Tony, are you safe from all the weather yesterday?
Oh, yes. We were out in the field. I deliver in Franklin, and my crew kind of delivers around that area.
Mm-hmm.
So we get the warnings and on the scanners and everything, so they're all calling me. Yeah. What are we supposed to do?
What do you do? What do you do?
Well, I don't know. Let me call the station and find out because I'm a newer manager for these people, so I don't know the regulations.
Right.
They pretty much said, well, just pull over and wait it out, and then you guys can get back to delivering after it's done.
They're not wrong.
So I had to call my people and tell them, hey, we're going to wait it out, so just stay in your vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what do you do then? You're out and about and you have nowhere to go. I don't even know what I would do.
I would go under a bridge or an overpass. That's what my instinct would tell me. But is that even safe? I don't know. I wouldn't know.
You can't find one.
I don't know. I wouldn't know what to do.
I would go in a ditch, and I don't know why. I feel like that's what I've been told. Go lay in a ditch, which makes no sense whatsoever.
I remember them telling me a ditch when they were younger because they said the tornado would skip over the ditch and not suck you up. And
it
I was like, come on.
Suck us up. You know it would. Because really, how low does the ditch need to be? I mean, come on.
I don't know, man.
All right, man.
Tony, we're glad you're all right, man. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. You can always have a good day, guys.
Have a better day, man. You can always call or you can text us. 414-533-1037. Crazy weather yesterday. Out of the blue.
Yeah.
Tornadoes in a lot of places.
Yeah.
West Allis, Racine, Kenosha. They saw some pretty crazy weather yesterday.
I told the story of how I was in Waukesha County at my house. Had to drive to Milwaukee County to have lunch, so I thought I was running away from it, but it just caught up with me. And while I was having lunch at the Mad Rooster, it went off there and nobody did a thing. Nobody moved. Everyone looked at their phones and went back to eating. We got very lucky that we were not killed by a tornado, Rick.
I was at a gym in Muskego in Waukesha County.
Oh my gosh.
Everybody walked up to the TVs to squint and see where it was and they went, huh, that's not by us, and everybody went right back to their workouts.
Normally I'm like run to the basement. I try to be safe. Not yesterday, boy.
Yep.
Listen, Sergio's on the phone since he's all over the place.
Sergio, please turn down your radio.
I would love to hear where he was yesterday. Were you outside?
Oh my God.
Were you outside? Don't you do construction, Sergio?
So what had happened is that is that, what's it called? So we were pouring concrete outside, in the garage.
Oh, damn.
Oh, inside.
Oof.
No. So we were pouring concrete in the garage, and we had a tarp up, and the thing is, like, the wind started getting strong, the freaking... Oh.
Yeah.
The water, there was like rain just going into the garage.
Right. Oh, yeah, sideways rain.
Yep. Uh-huh. I know what you're talking about.
Pushing the tarp, which it was me and my two other coworkers, and we were pushing it out because the winds were so strong, like we could not even hold that tarp down.
I bet.
Tarp ain't got nothing on winds.
Did the concrete get ruined, Sergio?
No, we were able to finish all the concrete and everything.
Nice. Good for you.
Good job.
But after work, my whole, like, luckily I had spare clothes, but, like, my pants and my shirt were just drenched in water.
Well, you were safe from the wind and there was no damage, though.
Nothing was drenched, but yeah. The concrete was okay. And he was alive.
The job got done.
Nice. Yeah. All right, Sergio, thanks for calling.
Have a good one, dude.
All right, thank you.
Talk to you later. You have a better one, man.
Heard from her in a minute. Abby in Waukesha is back in the house.
God, she's got the best theme song, too.
Good morning.
You gotta call more, girl.
Yeah, only because I love your theme song more than anyone else. I'm sorry. Sorry.
What's going on? Where were you yesterday when the tornado warning hit?
So I work in an office in Brookfield, Waukesha County, and my mom texted me at like 11:30 and she's like, are you watching the weather? And I was like, no. And right. I sit right next to a window and I was like, it doesn't look bad at all.
Totally.
And then, so I guess someone in the office like heard the sirens go off. No one did anything. I don't know why. And then, like, it came up on my phone as, like, a news alert. It was like, oh, there's a tornado warning. I was like, oh, that's okay. And then once everyone's phone went off is when people kind of started to, like, look at each other and be like,
oh, no.
What are we doing?
Right. Are we doing this right? Yeah. I don't think we are. Right.
I mean, it took, like, a half an hour of a little panic to get us to go in the basement. The boss came in. He's like, all right, let's go downstairs.
Listen to us. The National Weather Service people have to hate people like us. Listen to us.
We like, sound ridiculous. Like, yeah. I was in a restaurant. 40 people looked at their phones and went back to eating. Like, we could have all died. That was really stupid what we did.
I was in a gym with glass windows and heavy equipment. What was I doing? Just get working out?
And every other time there's been a warning, I race to the basement. Yeah. I do the right thing. But yesterday it was like, what the hell?
And I never do that. Maybe, and I'm even worse than you.
Maybe I'll die today. What was I thinking? It's one of those like hindsight moments.
Yeah.
What the hell, you know?
Could have been a lot worse. Abby, thank you for calling. We're glad you're safe.
Yes.
Thank you for calling up this morning. Don't be a stranger. We love your theme song. Have a better day.
Our boy's back. Mike is in Hartford this morning.
Mike's always out and about, driving around. Yeah. Mike in Hartford.
I was.
Oh,
I was out in Verona.
Ooh,
and Verona. I get a message from my daughter's daycare and it says, we are sheltering in place. I'm like, what?
Oh, you didn't know. You didn't know.
I didn't know because I'm driving and I'm listening to other radio stations.
Boat.
And so I called my wife. She's doing a visit for work. And I'm like, okay. So I look at the radar and I'm like, well, daycare says they're sheltering in place. This really doesn't look as bad as everybody was.
Who are we to say that, by the way? The experts are telling us to shelter in place,
but
and we're going, it doesn't look so bad.
We're using the weather channel.
It was a thin line, and so I told my dad later, he's like, I was down in Janesville unloading, and it was kind of windy. I was wondering what was going on, but I was outside unloading. And I'm like,
we all need to take these warnings more seriously, probably.
I did get a text and phone calls and emails from my kids' school saying everyone's sheltering in place, which must have made a lot of parents feel better. I love that they did that because...
Yeah, and they sent us pictures and that they were down in the basement reading books to keep them occupied.
Aww.
And then
good.
They sent us a message later saying everybody's okay and we're doing this, we're playing. And
see, that's
that
fun
that.
As a kid because you get a break from the regular curriculum. You get to do something different.
Yeah, they just had to shelter in a bathroom all day throughout the whole time.
Funny you said that because Owen's teacher told me that's the longest in her history of teaching she's ever had to shelter him. That's the longest shelter in
place.
She goes, it was wearing after a while. Because you got 10-year-olds. Like, imagine that, right?
They're all antsy.
Like,
can we go now? God, it's boring.
No, we cannot.
Thanks for calling, Mike.
Have a good one.
You too, man.
Addison is in Brookfield this morning.
Good morning, Addison.
Good morning.
Wait till you hear her story. Tell Riggs where you were when the tornado
what happened?
Hit Addison.
I was at my OBGYN appointment.
Ooh.
She was at the OBGYN.
Were you in the stirrups and undressed yet or in the waiting room?
No, I had just checked in, thank goodness. But they started gathering everyone, and my husband took my daughter to the bathroom. So they were nowhere to be found for about 5 minutes.
Oh, no.
But everyone made it down safe, and you look over, and there's this poor man in his open back gown with his whitey tighties.
Oh, God, poor guy.
Poor man was in the middle of some kind of... exam and had his shoes and whitey tighties on and had nowhere to hide.
He's like, I have to go out like this? Yeah, we got to go. Come on. He's like, oh, come on.
Riggs, could you imagine if you were in a literal appointment like that naked and the thing went off and they said, get out now.
Just before they're doing a prostate exam, you got to run outside.
Oh, my God. Okay. I would have died of embarrassment.
Well, we're glad that you're also okay. Thank you for calling up this morning.
Of course. Thank you.
Bye, Addison. Java Dave's back today.
Good morning, Java Dave. He's got his own theme song
as
well.
Yeah, he's one of the OGs. Yes. Hey, Dave.
Yes. Hey.
We missed you.
And
what's
by
up?
The way, Riggs, how dare you say that one of the other people's theme songs is your favorite?
It's the Doja Cat thing, man. It's Doja Cat.
He's obsessed with her.
It's all good.
He's
I'm just
going to
give you some crap.
You can
right.
give him crap. It's
you
fine.
Can. You're allowed, Dave. You're allowed, Java Dave. Yep. Are
Where
you?
Were you?
Yeah.
So I was home. I was working. And it's really funny because about 20 minutes before it got serious and all the warnings started happening, I was on a phone call with one of our field users, and my Amazon devices started going off saying there's a National Weather Service alert, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And we're just kind of laughing, like, yeah, I know it's going to rain. Like, I can tell it's dark outside. Like, no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just went on break, and I lay down in bed with Ellie, my girlfriend, and was waking her up, and then I hear the tornado sirens.
Ah, the sirens,
like,
yeah.
Okay, now there's something a little bit more going on. So I looked at my phone, and I turned on the news. My friend that lives upstairs, she ran down to the basement, and I was like, all right, I guess we should probably go to the basement. And I didn't know what to do with work because, I just went on break.
Mm-hmm.
So I text my managers. I'm like, hey, I'm hiding in my basement right now, just so you know.
I'm unavailable.
I think you're allowed to be unavailable at that point for
at that
sure.
time. But everything was all right, though.
Yeah.
No damage to your property. Everybody's okay. All good.
No damage to my property, but I was actually really surprised at the one that was reported in West Dallas.
I don't know how I didn't see
I'm
this
not
video.
Too far from West Dallas.
I'm not either. I wanted to see the you said 90th and National.
90th and National,
I
gotta
go find that
it's
video.
It's like forming right in like the intersection. It's crazy.
Although it might give me more anxiety for the next tornado.
It
Maybe
could
I
too,
won't
yeah.
go watch it, actually.
No, it'll make you know to go down in the basin to heed the warnings.
It'll tell me not to be stupid the next time I'm having lunch with a girlfriend and completely ignore a tornado warning.
Yeah, go in the bathroom
seriously.
And have your conversation.
That's what
do
I
that.
Should have done.
Yeah. Java Dave, thanks for calling, man. Don't be a stranger
Allie,
anymore.
Put the fork down, Allie. Put the fork down.
But the convo was so good.
The convo. We kept her there.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So it's not often we see Kevin Hart get serious or not. I mean, I guess he does his show where he interviews people, but I'm talking, really emotional. That's what happened. He lost his father. He died. Kevin's in his 40s now.
Yeah.
So, it's not that far off age-wise. But
his dad was a big part of his life. I watched the documentary of him on Netflix.
He said he tried to fix all his mistakes that his dad did, kind of thing.
Yeah. He took care of his dad a lot in his later years and got him. Yeah. Did really nice things for him.
What was wrong with him?
I don't know. I couldn't say off the top of my head.
It wasn't anything specific. It was just him trying to help his dad as he got older kind of thing.
He's getting older. I want to be there for him. Make sure he has the care that he needs. All that stuff that people do when they have aging parents.
Yeah. Well, he put a long tribute on Instagram and social media posting with pictures of him and his dad. And he said, he was just sad, but he chooses to go positive instead of negative.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it is. But he also said his kids think he's the coolest dad on the planet. That's when you know you tricked your kids, man. That's when you know you
when
tricked them good.
When they think you're
good.
Cool,
yeah.
Right?
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's Riggs and Allie's Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, it's a tattoo problem, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting from a lady's perspective. I'll let you read this one.
Okay.
You can always email us, by the way. amithejerk@1037kissfm.com.
Megan wrote in. She said, "Hi, Riggs and Allie. I'm wondering if I'm a jerk for wanting my boyfriend to get a tattoo."
The nerve.
My boyfriend and I have been together for almost 7 years, okay, and now we share a 2-year-old son. My boyfriend has a daughter from a previous relationship, and when she was born, he got her name tattooed on his arm. I've asked him several times if he's going to get one for our son, and he either blows me off or continuously ignores the question. It bothers me and makes me feel like our son isn't important enough to him to get a dedication tattoo for our child. Am I the jerk for being upset about this? Megan. She wants to know why her baby daddy doesn't get their kid's name tattooed on him because he has his other kid's name tattooed on him.
Right.
I don't even know where to go with this. This is for the listeners for sure.
Well, I will say that.
What do you think?
I'll give the guy credit that he's getting a tattoo for something that's, I mean, makes sense. It's meaningful. A child.
Right. If a human that
you.
Name.
If it's going to be a name, let it be a human that you helped produce.
Like a parent or a child.
Yeah, a parent or a child, like a loved one, someone you're connected to for life, literally
no
by
matter
blood.
What you
bound
do.
By blood.
Yes.
You can't divorce
Not by
them.
Paperwork.
Not by paperwork or the law or the church.
Right.
But. I don't know. Because does he have a lot of tattoos? Maybe he just got that one
That's
and he doesn't
thing.
Have any more. He doesn't want
like,
another tattoo.
Is he Travis Barkered out or is he Pete Davidsoned out? Well, then he should get it already.
Of course. I'd be like, what's the harm?
But if he has like one tattoo and it was a long time ago.
Maybe he got bullied into getting that one and you're triggering him by bullying him to get this tattoo.
Maybe he doesn't like the kid. I'm kidding. That was a joke. That was a joke.
Was it? 414-533-1037. Is Megan a jerk for wanting her boyfriend to get a tattoo of their kid? Because he has one of the other kid.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk to you next. Hold on.
Look what you did, little jerk.
Megan wrote in. She said, "Hey, Riggs and Allie, I'm wondering if I'm a jerk for wanting my boyfriend to get a tattoo."
Huh.
She said they've been together for 7 years and have a 2-year-old. And he has a daughter from a previous relationship. And when she was born, he got her name tattooed on his arm.
Mm-hmm.
She's asked him several times to go get one for their son. And he either blows her off or continuously ignores the question. So Megan wants to know if she's being a jerk for being upset about the fact that he won't get a tattoo for their child.
Well, let's ask people. What do they think?
Our girl is back in Sheboygan. Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, Lisa.
Good morning.
Hey, do you have any tattoos of your kids' names on you?
Not of my kids, no. Okay. Not yet, at least.
Yeah, okay.
My husband does, though.
Okay.
So,
oh, good.
I mean, but you can't. I mean, she's totally a jerk. You can't ask someone to permanently, like, alter their body for, like, it's really, I think, her being insecure. There was this other baby mama, right, who this guy got, you know, a tattoo essentially with their kid.
And then another kid on top of that,
Right. Uh-huh. So now you want him to do it because of why? Because of your kid? Or do you want to just show the ex that, like, hey, look, he got one for us, too?
He's going to be a committed dad regardless, tattoo or not.
Right.
Hopefully. You would hope that he's going to be in the kid's life, even without a tattoo.
As a woman, I feel you, Lisa. You're saying there's some kind of weird insecurity or jealousy towards the first kid. It's like when somebody's been married, maybe, and you haven't, and you marry someone who's been married. You're insecure about maybe them being married before. There's all kinds of scenarios this could be a part of. I get where you're going.
Okay. So you say that.
I agree. You can't make somebody do something to their body.
No. His body, his choice. His body, his choice.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, Lisa.
Men.
Yes.
Men.
Man power. Once. Thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
Bye.
A better day, Lisa. We appreciate you listening.
LaToya made it to day two again in Milwaukee.
LaToya, day two, you're back on the board.
Day two, yes. All right. I'm happy that I'm through.
All right, I'll write you up there in a second. But LaToya, do you think this woman is a jerk?
I absolutely think she's a jerk.
Oh, wow. All right. Go on.
I have 3 kids, and my oldest, I had him tattooed on me. Mm-hmm. But I didn't get my second child tattooed on me until I had my third because it's my body, my choice.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
What would your advice be to Megan then about feeling like she's taking it personally that this guy won't get the kid's name tattooed on her?
Yeah.
Just go, if you want a tattoo, she could just go get the tattoo herself and maybe he'll like it and go, oh, well, here I come. Let me get mine too. But, right. I mean, Like, no, I just don't think that anybody should force the next person to get something permanently put on their body.
That's a good idea, LaToya, leading by example. She gets one. You want one so bad, why don't you get one? And then maybe he'll be like, all right, cool, I'll get one too.
Absolutely. All
right. Yeah. Cool. All right.
Thank you for calling. We'll talk to you tomorrow for day three, right?
Yeah.
Good. Good.
All right,
good.
Girl. Brittany is in Tosa this morning.
Good morning, Brittany in Tosa.
Good morning.
What do you think? Is she a jerk?
She's a total jerk.
Wow.
She wants her boyfriend to get a tattoo of their kid's name, and he's not responding to her requests.
Nope. Well, like, I have my daughter's name tattooed on me, like, and I never would bring that up to her dad. But, like, bouncing off what LaToya said, I totally agree with her. Like, if you want it so bad, go get it yourself.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Like, go get it to yourself. If you're so concerned about it, go get it yourself. And then you can be that representation. And if he follows through, then fine. But if not, like, that's really weird that you're trying to pressure somebody to get it tattooed. And, like, the first caller said, too, of, like, this
Lisa.
Weird insecurity.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're Lisa being weird.
Lisa might have hit the nail on the head with that, this girl's taking it personally, and there's something else, some other weird insecurity going on here.
Yeah.
It's not that serious. Like, if you want it that bad, then go get it tattooed on yourself if it's not.
Do you think if he doesn't get a tattoo, he loves your child any less? He loves the kid any less?
People do this all the time with commitment. They feel like if you don't propose or marry them, you're not as committed. So it's kind of like that kind of same spin on it, where if you don't get a tattoo like you did for that kid, you're not as committed to us or something.
You had a child. That's 18 years of commitment.
You're
at
screwed.
Least. At least.
Yeah.
At least.
But
you're
like,
bound
maybe
now.
He regrets that tattoo, though. Maybe he regrets getting that one. Maybe.
Right,
I don't know.
Yeah.
And like, right. So, right. I don't know. She's a total jerk, though. She needs to stop it.
Right, thank you for calling. Appreciate your input today.
All right. Another regular in Sheboygan Falls. Ashley, welcome back.
Well, good morning, Ashley in Sheboygan Falls. Falls.
Oh!
I'm a fireball.
Yes.
What do you think? Is this girl a jerk?
I don't know. I'm torn on this one.
Okay, keep it real. What do you think?
So I struggle because I think that she, you know, I get the whole insecurity thing. Mm-hmm. But why is he not giving her an answer? Like, he's not... Like, he's blowing her off. Like, if you don't want to get one, then just say, I don't want to get one. Like,
yeah.
Don't leave her hanging. He's leaving her with all these questions like, well, why does he want to get one? Does he want to get one because he doesn't love this child as much as the other one? Or does he not love me? Or, you know, so if he would give her an answer.
He's not saying no. Like, I don't want
he's
the tattoo. He
no.
needs.
But yeah.
Wouldn't you also
he's just
say.
Leaving her with all these questions.
Maybe he doesn't want to answer the questions is the other problem, which is where women start to spiral in their mind and go, oh, well, he's not going to do it. It's because of this or this or this or this, without just having a straight answer as to why.
Yeah.
Then you spiral a lot of the time. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's a... I'm going to say... I mean, I know it's probably going to be against me, but I don't think she's a jerk.
Okay.
I think she truly just wants... You know, her, and maybe when that child gets older too, she's like, well, maybe this child's going to ask, well, why do you have so-and-so's name on you? And because my kid did that. I had my first and my second son's name tattooed on me, and my third son, I didn't get his until he was obviously old enough to read. And
oh,
he's like,
got it.
Well, how come we don't have my name?
I
don't have my name on?
If you didn't get the third one after that, you would have heard about that for the rest of your life.
Well,
because
you were a surprise, honey. You were a surprise. That's why. All right. Well, thank you for calling, Ashley.
I'm going to say not a jerk.
Not a jerk.
Guys, have a good day.
You have a better day. Appreciate you listening.
Finally, you know who this character gets through regularly.
My
Robbie's
goodness.
In South Milwaukee.
Robbie, day three. Welcome. Welcome back.
Thank you. How y'all doing this morning?
We're doing pretty all right. It's trending that she's a jerk this morning, but what say you, Robbie?
Okay, I'm going to have to say this. For my family and any child's life that I was involved in, I'm a walking ancestry. Okay, so I'm going to say she's not a jerk because, you know, getting a child's name on you that, you know, you're involved with, I think that's cool. I like that, you know. I do have names on me. I even got this child that I raised. I have a portrait and the name. I don't think wrong with that. That's just showing love to me. I love art, so tattoos, I think they're the bomb. But, yes, I'm covered from neck to toes.
Okay, so, Robbie, you say not a jerk, though.
not a jerk at all. Not a jerk.
Megan's not a jerk for being upset about the fact that the father of her child doesn't want to get the kid's name tattooed.
Well,
okay.
He may not be into it. She may be into it. I don't think she's a jerk for asking. Okay, she shouldn't get upset if he's not into tattoos or the names or art and stuff like that. Don't get me wrong. Okay, do what you want to do, because that's like me. You know, a lot of people tell me, oh, you got too many tattoos and da da da. But I just love art. I love tribal art. You know, and I want to support my family. Hey, I'm proud of my niece, nephews, and family. And my mom. So I love it. I'll show it off, put pretty stuff around there, their names, you know. So, yeah, I don't think she's a jerk at all, you know.
All right, Robbie. Fair enough.
So he's
not a jerk.
I was following along because Robbie was like, I have the tattoos, but she's not a jerk for being mad that he doesn't have the tattoos. So I wanted to make sure I understood that, right? But Robbie says not a jerk. All right.
Hi, Robbie. Appreciate you calling. We'll talk to you tomorrow. All right.
Sounds great.
So this says that, yes, she is a jerk. It's 3-2 with the winner. But it was almost a split decision right there.
Almost a split, right?
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. Another chance to win an iPad at 8:30 this morning. We'll give you the Kiss keyword.
Nice.
The oldest dog in the world. It's good news and bad news for this.
Okay.
There was a dog named Toby Keith. It was a Chihuahua. Thought it was the oldest dog in the world.
Which is how old?
21 years old.
21, okay.
21. But there was another dog that was like, wait a minute, this dog is older. Another dog named Pebbles, a toy fox terrier that was 22.
Ah!
So this dog that was 22 just passed away, sadly.
Wow.
So now Toby Keith is the oldest dog in the world. 21 years old.
What is that in dog years?
I don't know what that is
in
dog years.
Let me do the math on my calculator on my phone and not act like I could do it on my own. 21 times how many per year? Seven or
the formula's
eight?
Weird because, like, Samson, our dog, is 10, but he's like 65
how
in human years.
How many per year in human years? That's
they
all I
say
need
that it's seven.
Seven, okay.
Seven-ish.
Seven was what I needed. So that dog's 147.
Something.
Listen,
the dog's well over 100 years old in human years, yes.
One of my kids' friends, their dog is 17.
17 years
and
old?
When they told me that, I about fell over. And I went, your dog is 17?
Wait,
like,
is it a smaller
kicking
dog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
smaller dogs live longer.
Yes. My wife's cousin has a dog that's a little Yorkie. 16 years old.
Bella's 16. 13. Yeah. Like, and Bella's kicking it right now. And I'm like, you're 13, Bella.
She's an old bitch. Look at her.
She is, and I love it.
That's great. So, yes, there is the new oldest dog in the world is 21. Old enough to drink now in dog years.
150 years old. Oosh.
In dog beers, I've only had one.
That dog's probably like, put me to sleep already.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Do you remember when Kim Kardashian said, everybody wants to work. Nobody wants to work anymore. Just get your bleeping ass up and work. You remember when she said that? And after that, the whole thing went viral and people were making TikToks and funny videos about it.
Yeah.
And half the people agreed with her and half the people were angry at her for saying that, because some people said, she's right, people don't want to work anymore. And the other half said, you've had money your whole life. You've had the ability to build a business up with your own money. You know, even though you work, you had every resource available to you, kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
So I saw both sides, but she said she was blindsided that people were triggered over the get your bleeping ass up and work.
Yeah,
comment.
I found it.
Get your ass up and work. It seems like nobody wants to work these days. Mm-hmm. You have to surround yourself with people that want to work. Have a good work environment where everyone loves what they do, because you have one life. No toxic work environments, and show up and do the work.
Yeah. If somebody other than Kim Kardashian said that, I'd be like, all right, cool, I get that.
Right.
But the fact that she said it, and they have a sense of entitlement about them. You have to agree.
Here's the thing.
Kardashians.
No, because they work hard. If they were still, there are celebrities who have all the money in the world and a lot of people doing stuff for them. And I get that. You can afford to have somebody run your business. Kim's super involved in her stuff because she's a control freak, okay?
But she has a lot of people working for her.
Yeah, she can afford it, right?
Yes.
She's got $1 billion business. Yeah. My point is, if she wasn't working and just had this big business, but she does work.
Like Kendall?
Kendall works. You're talking about Kylie.
Oh, yeah, Kylie.
Kendall actually works. Kendall's a model. She flies all over doing stuff, and she's passionate about it. You see that on the show. But Kylie, I don't have an answer for that one. That one would be a good example.
Okay. All right,
that
Kylie, one, there we go. You've done some painting in your homeowner life, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm horrible at it, though. But right. I do it because I feel like it's I am too cheap to hire someone to paint when I feel like I can do it myself.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that make sense? Uh-huh. Even though I'm bad at it.
100%.
I'm horrible at it, Riggs.
Inside, I don't mind painting because inside, I think like it's more of a controlled environment. Anything yeah. outside scares me.
Oh, no, we had never, no.
We had our house repainted like 4 or 5 years ago, and I was like, I'm going to have someone else do that. Someone that goes up on the ladder and takes care of it all.
You don't have it painted? You don't have siding?
We do have, well, we have cedar siding, but you had to paint it.
You have to paint it after you put it up? Yeah. I wouldn't know any of this, clearly.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So it was starting to chip, and we had it painted like 5 years ago.
Okay.
Now, there's a little part of trim around our garage door mm-hmm. that is wood that my wife hit with her car.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
Twice! Twice. Triggered! She's listening. Twice.
Yes.
Because she misjudged.
I remember.
And it left a little, kind of a little gash in the side. Mm-hmm. So it's been bothering me for a while. And I was like, it needs to be repainted. So I had somebody come over and just give an estimate of what would need to be done. Because I was like, what do you think it would charge to do something like this?
Is it going to be painted or it's dented?
It's dented. Well, it's wood. It's been just dented. Well, probably repaired,
yeah.
but I'm just going to paint over it.
Okay. Got it.
Because I'm too cheap to fix it.
Okay.
But the question is, can I paint the outside of my house competently by myself?
Yes.
Just a trim part. Only like white part around the garage doors. Like, that's it.
I painted my porch. My porch is like white, and I had to go. It's the only thing I would touch, though. All the white started rusting. Like, mm-hmm. The metal part started rusting or it was wearing off. So I just repainted it white with outdoor, like, white paint. And just the other day, it's funny that you brought this up. I was outside the areas that were rusting where mm-hmm. there's metal on my porch kind of holding up the wood.
Yeah.
I used, what's the rust spray paint stuff?
Rust-Oleum or whatever?
Yeah, I got the white and I just spray painted it.
Oh.
And it's literally white again.
Because there's also,
it's rust.
There's also on our porch, there's like a big wooden post that's kind of cracked at the bottom bit. It needs to be repainted. I can do that on my own.
I would. I painted the wood on my porch on my own.
I think it feels like I can buy some paint for, $100 for
there's
some paint?
There's indoor, outdoor paint. And like I said, I got the outdoor Rust-Oleum stuff and just, you could spray paint it. I mean, seriously.
I mean, I just need a quick fix, just something, just I need a Band-Aid right
Listen,
now.
And by the way, I'm not a painter. I know nothing about painting as I'm giving Riggs all of this advice and telling him what to do. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, just so we're clear, but that's my advice.
The only person that I reached out to, Destiny, who's a listener of the show.
Destiny,
you know Destiny.
Is so damn handy.
Very
I have
handy.
No idea how handy.
Oh my God, she's
Destiny
redone.
Was.
She's redone bathrooms and tiles and toilets and built houses and garages and everything.
Yeah.
She does like her own car work and brakes and everything. So I was
hell
like,
yeah.
If anybody, I'm going to call about this. I called Destiny and she was like, oh hell, I could do that. It's like, I've done outside part painting all the time. It's
She's
so
like,
easy.
I got you.
It's like the hardest part is the prep work because that's what you have to do with painting
mm-hmm.
is you have to like sand a little bit of it and then tape what you don't want to get paint on, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that I could do it on my own. But could it backfire in any way? I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well, I guess we're going to find out, aren't we,
Riggs? We can. You can always call or you can text 414-533-1037. Maybe you took on a project you thought you could do on your own.
Is Riggs a dummy for trying to paint his own house? The question
That's it.
Of the day.
I think I could do it.
Of course you could.
I'm a little nervous.
I would still call Destiny and have her come and do it anyway.
It's like having a math teacher just to come and check your work for you, right?
Yeah, or just letting them do the math work for you. And
I could do that, too.
A little bit. Yeah.
Right, maybe I do that, too. All right. You can call or you can text 414-533-1037. All right. Considering doing some outside paint work on my house. Not hiring a professional.
Mm-mm.
Just doing it on my own to save the money.
Yeah.
I think I'll be okay.
Like doing siding and all that, I'd be like, don't do that.
No, no,
don't do it, girl.
No, I'm not going
to.
Don't do it, girl.
It's a TikTok sound.
Girl.
That's why I can't stop saying that.
Don't do it, girl. I did it.
If you are on TikTok, you know. Anyway, let's just go. Brady's in Burlington.
Yeah.
He wanted to talk to you.
What up, Brady?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a tip for painting at the outside of my house?
Is Riggs crazy?
Yeah, am I crazy for doing this?
I don't think you're crazy. You're just doing the trim around your garage door, right?
Yeah, that's it.
That seems like nothing, right, Brady?
It does, yeah.
I don't think that's much, right?
No, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
If you don't own a sander or anything, you just get a rental from your local hardware store.
Oh, I can go to Harry's Ace.
Then,
sure.
Yeah. And then you get a little bit of painter's tape and some exterior paint and a paintbrush, and
that's
just
it.
you just paint to your heart's content.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's like painting inside. You just need tape, paint, a paintbrush, and the sander is the only extra thing outside.
I guess I would need a sander because it is wood that I'm painting on.
Right.
On the house.
I would suggest it, yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, especially if you're not doing the siding, I think you'd be more than well equipped to do that.
And Brady, when I painted, you know, the wood on the outside of my porch, I just went to Home Depot and asked them what to use. Is that the best bet or what?
Oh, yeah. They'll be super helpful with you. Yeah. You just tell them what you're doing and what you're looking for, and they'll get you everything you need.
I love talking to those guys. I feel like I'm talking to my dad when I go to Lowe's. I'm like, can you help me? And they're like, of course I can. Come with me. And they put their arm around me, and they walk me to the paint aisle. And I'm like, thanks, Dad.
That'd be crazy
thanks,
if they really
Dad.
Put their arms around you.
If they did.
Dads are helpful for that.
They are, man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you think I'll be all right as long as it's just the trim. Minimal.
Oh, yeah. Stuff. Absolutely.
Right. Okay. Right.
Thank you for your confidence. I appreciate it. Have an outstanding day. My other thing is the weather. Am I going to be okay with the weather? I think I'm okay for like the next
several
days.
We just got to make sure it's not going to rain or anything.
Yeah,
she's a regular. She's back. Bella is in Kenosha.
Oh, Bella, what's up, girl?
Hey, girl.
Good morning, fam.
Bella.
It's your wedding.
How are you? It's coming very fast.
You're getting married a week from Saturday. Is that right?
Yeah, if you're right.
Bella sent me a message. She said, I know how to plan a party, but not a wedding. And I was like, a wedding is a party. You're fine. You're fine.
Weddings are like a whole event, man.
Yeah, it is.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot more than I thought that it was going to be.
It's a lot if you want to do it. If you don't want to do it, it becomes a problem
down
the road.
Like painting a house.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a lot if you want to do it. If you don't, so what do you think, Bella? Are you going to come paint my house for me?
I would definitely come help you.
Bella.
I will do that too. That like paintable caulk, like you said there was like a ding or like that wood filler. Gleam.
Oh yeah, the wood filler, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, so like on the bottom of the post.
Mm-hmm. Somebody texted that in. They said fill in any gaps with caulk.
Yeah.
But the way they texted it looked like chalk. So now I'm understanding what they were trying to say.
Nice
now
caulk.
I get it. Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
That's good.
That's
a good idea. Thank you for the tip. I will get some wood caulk for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Have an outstanding day.
Yeah, give us a call. We'll bring some wine and tequila.
Oh, nice.
She's maybe I should
invite. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna invite Bella now.
All right, girl. Now Nicole is in Sheboygan.
Hello, Nicole.
Hi, Rig.
Hi, Nicole. Am I making a grave error, or am I okay? Am I gonna be all right painting the trim around my garage?
No, you're good. No, you're good. You are probably like the most. I shouldn't say the most guy. You're better than my husband, I guess I could say.
Okay. I don't know about that.
And I can say that because he doesn't. He does. We ended up buying our house now. We've lived in it for almost 2.5 years.
Okay.
And when we moved in, he had to rip carpeting out in our bedroom and ended up putting down flooring. Mm-hmm. And he had to paint it because I was not sleeping in a Pepto-Bismol pink room.
Oh, man.
Not happening.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Heck no. And then had to go ahead and redo the flooring in our living room and put up a false wall a half wall.
Was this because your husband was screwing it up and you had to keep redoing things?
No. No.
Okay.
No. The people that lived there before, like, just jerry-rigged everything.
Oh, okay.
Ah, yes.
So we kind of wanted to, like, bring it up to date and give it a whole new life. But now he's, like, dragging his feet.
Oh.
And I'm so glad he doesn't listen to the station because
you'd be like,
I am going to like bash him.
Yeah, tell him Riggs is going to do his own stuff. Why don't you?
And Riggs isn't even handy, Nicole. Riggs is
not
more
at
of
all.
A YouTuber, look it up and figure it out kind of guy.
100%, dude.
Well, and that's pretty much what my husband did. Yesterday, he actually just had to fix my car because I kind of blew a brake line, and it's a good thing he knew on how to do it.
Oh, he's gonna fix that.
Because I did it on the other side before, so. But yeah, YouTube is like our thing. So
Nicole, gotcha. You and Riggs' wife need to be friends.
Yeah.
Banging up your cars all the damn time. What the hell?
She said, "My garage. Get our garage twice now."
It's not me dinging up my car. It's everybody else dinging up my car.
Okay.
I was actually just leaving work, and my pedal went to the floor, and I'm like, "Okay, that's a little weird." And I had made another stop before I got home.
Oh, no.
And I did it again. So I got home, and I heard a pop, and it started smoking under my hood.
Okay. I would panic.
So I'm like, okay. And I was just going to tell him, hey, can you check my brake fluid? I know how to do it, but I'd rather give him the benefit of the doubt just to go ahead and do it because he is the man.
Okay.
My dad's a home mechanic, so I did a lot of that, but I'd rather let him do it and not sit there and say, well, you screwed it up.
Right. Then if you do but if it's messed up, now you can blame him. See,
yeah,
I get
exactly.
it. I totally get it.
Mm-hmm. Allie's picking up what you're putting down, Nicole.
Thanks, Nicole.
Thank you for calling this morning.
Finally, our girl Mila is on the phone.
What's up, Mila?
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
We haven't heard from you in a hot minute.
She's where her schedule changed at work, so she has to listen on the Odyssey app, but I'm glad that she called in today.
Me too. What's up, Mila?
Yes. So, okay, there's nothing wrong with you paying your own house.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to say, y'all brought up a good point.
Yeah.
She said, we have YouTube.
We do.
There's nothing we can't do now.
I know.
I'm ready to do my bathroom. Between YouTube and Amazon, I'm going to be broke. I got the stuff for the bathroom and the stuff for the kitchen. I'm 5'2". I walk on 2 canes right now, and I work from home, and I can barely move, but I'm getting it done. So if I can, honey, I know you can.
All right, Mila.
Mila, I didn't know you were 5'2". That puts it in a whole new perspective. Yeah. Now, you're a little fireball,
aren't you? Give me my half. I'm 5'2 and a half.
Give her her half. Give me my half.
She's a spicy one, this one.
Mila, coming from you, that means a lot. Thank you so much.
Yep.
You're welcome. I love you guys.
We love you
Good
bigger.
Luck.
Thank you so much.
Good to hear from you.
All right. I'll
you
do this.
As well.
I'll
Bye-bye.
Do this on my own and hopefully don't screw it up.
Please
Let's
don't.
Go.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right. So Ginuwine was in town over the summer at the State Fair with Nelly. Remember?
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. Doing his pony song.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he was doing a magic stunt with Criss Angel because on CW, they have a show called Magic with the Stars.
Okay.
And so what they decided to do was put Ginuwine underwater.
Okay.
Because he hasn't been able to hold his breath underwater for more than 15 seconds. It's a big fear of his. So they stick him down there in this glass cube. He's down there and then, of course, starts slamming the sides like that he was in distress. They pull him out, but he passes out. So I don't know if he passed out because he couldn't breathe or he was freaked himself out or all of the above or what. They had to, like, take him out in a stretcher.
Well, that could trigger an anxiety attack or a panic attack if he's really
anything.
That afraid of it. Yeah,
it could 100%. Be anything. I mean, they said it happened so fast it was like he got tapped out in a fight.
Wow.
Like he tapped, they pulled him out, and he was already, like, passed out by the time they pulled him out. So even though they said he had failed during rehearsals, he still went ahead with the stunt on the show, and everyone was in tears. I'm like, yeah, they were in tears. The guy passed out.
It's traumatizing.
Come on.
Oh, he almost died.
Ginuwine. Just stick to the pony.
Right?
And stay away from the water, man.
Yeah.
Riggs and Allie, weekday mornings, and always on demand with the Odyssey app or at 1037kissfm.com.